cult that we're doing this week was recommended by somebody named Cooper.
Hi, Cooper. Thank you, Cooper.
Cooper recommended we talk about company towns. And for those of you who don't know what a company town is.
Like me.
Like Stassi.
I thought it was a fun Sondheim musical.
Company town sounds like a bunch of guys in the Navy out on shore leave.
It's like company and on the town.
Combined.
Yeah.
How is that not a thing?
I'm not super familiar with either of those musicals, so I couldn't tell you what that mashup would be like, but
I know Company a little bit better than On the Town, which I just know as the Navy musical.
Yeah, and I think, like, Frank Sinatra was in that, and there's only, like, one song where it's like...
On the Town!
No, where he's like... He has, like, some stupid name, and he's just like, I'm here. I forget.
So this is the Half Remembering Musicals podcast with Stassi and Hallie.
Where we occasionally pepper in some cult information that even the easiest simpleton can glean off of Wikipedia.
Company towns are planned developments, which happen a lot in America. It's why you have cul-de-sacs where all the houses are identical because they were all built at the same time.
Can I just say, for the record, that I think those are fucking hideous.
I do too.
I have never seen, like, a development where I'm like, yes, this architecture is really doing it for me.
Company towns take neighborhood developments one step further in that they tend to build an entire town of developments. They name it, they fund all the building, and they tend to own and employ most of the town within their company.
That's tricky, because I'm obsessed with the idea of, like, having a commune one day, or just, like, not an organization, but just, like, I want that someday. But I also want to make sure that it doesn't turn into a cult or something like we're about to discuss here.
So there are a lot of company towns throughout history. Originally, it started in the 1850s. It would be mining towns. It was pretty innocuous, in which they would just build houses for everyone who worked in the mines to live there, so it wasn't a terribly long commute. In the 21st century, it's gotten incredibly creepy.
oh, good.
So creepy. We're going to be focusing today on Ave Maria, Florida. And so that's, I guess, our company town cult of today, Ave Maria, Florida.
Okie dokie, I'm ready.
So Ave Maria sits on about 4,000 acres of land and is about 40 miles from Naples, Florida, which is a real natural town.
It's on the west side of Florida Dick.
Okay, is that what we're calling it now? The penis of America?
Yes. It's on the left, like, it's very low and... very low. It's very southwestern in Florida.
Because we're from Massachusetts, anything under New Jersey we lose interest in.
Oh, immediately.
So Ave Maria was founded in 2007 by Tom Monahan, who is the CEO of Domino's Pizza.
Hallie, what is your take on Domino's Pizza?
I hate Domino's Pizza.
I don't think I've ever had it.
I find it disgusting. Every time I've eaten it, it has given me a stomach ache.
Really?
My father loves it. So growing up, we ate it all the time. Okay. And I was like, this fucking bullshit again. So I have very negative associations with Domino's to begin with.
So I wonder how that's gonna color tonight.
And they just get worse. So first of all, let's absorb the weirdness of a town founded by the owner of Domino's.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. Already, I'm kind of uncomfortable.
So not only was a town founded by Domino's, it's not for Domino's employees.
Oh, God forbid. Not those swine.
Those swine. It has been called, and I am not kidding, 6-7 different places I read this. It is called the Catholic Citadel.
Oh, Jesus. It's like America's Vatican City.
Yep. If you look at pictures of this town, the entire town is centered around the church in the middle. It is a Catholic church.
Please tell me it's, like, shaped like a Domino's Pizza logo or something.
That would be hilarious. It is actually shaped kind of like a Pope hat.
Oh, God.
It looks kind of weird, like an alien ship or something has landed in the middle of this town, but everything is built in a curve around it. Ryland Steele is a photographer who took a ton of photos of Ave Maria. They're available online. Super weird. What is life day-to-day in a company town?
Okay, I have to be honest with you. I have heard about Tom Monahan before. What little I know about this man, he's fucking insane.
So in 2004, he announced plans for building Ave Maria, and he was quoted saying, "There is not going to be any pornographic television in Ave Maria town. If you do... go to the drugstore and you want to buy the pill or the condoms or contraception, you won't be able to get that in Ave Maria Town.
Whoa! Okay, first of all, the condoms, that's weird. Also, Ave Maria Town or Ave Maria, make up your damn mind.
People always add town to the end of things, like London Town. You hear that a lot.
Yeah, but that's cute and quaint.
Ave Maria Town, I mean, if you say the name of a place, it should be recognizable as a city name. Otherwise, you're just saying Ave Maria, which is what they sing at funerals.
I'm just going to add that Tom Monahan, I do remember, he spent a lot of time in orphanages at a very young age.
He had a pretty turbulent childhood, and that sort of influenced his Catholic upbringing because most of these orphanages were run by Franciscan nuns.
Of course, of course. Okay, continue.
So, in this town, Ave Maria Town, not only can you not get the pill or the condoms. The town's only OBGYN refuses to prescribe any contraceptives whatsoever. There's also no pharmacies where birth control can be purchased, and no clinics or the hospital that performs abortions.
I really want to know about the crime rates in this town now.
Well, they don't have an abortion doctor. They do have a founders museum, and it's funny you mentioned Domino's because it is just, like, covered floor to ceiling in Domino's pizza paraphernalia.
I'm going
to
go over the crime rates and statistics. Mm-hmm. So if we're saying, like, 100 is the average, you are more at risk in this town of being a victim of, like, a violent crime than, you know, the other average American town. 100's the national average. The murder risk in Ave Maria is 118. Rape risk is 164. Assault is 120. Burglary is 117. And then things like larceny and property crime are, like, lower than average, but who the fuck cares about those? If the violent crime statistics are higher than normal, like, that's terrifying.
Yikes. So, Monahan's vision began to materialize in the late 90s when he sold the Domino's Pizza Empire for $1 billion.
Damn.
And he founded a small Catholic college in his native Ann Arbor, Michigan, under the name Ave Maria, which,
yes,
for those who aren't Catholic, is like a Virgin Mary thing.
Yeah. Hail Mary, yeah.
So he wanted to turn Ave Maria into this premier Catholic university, but in 2002... this plan took a hit because Ann Arbor denied his request to build a 250-foot crucifix.
That's right. Okay. I mean, I can't say I blame them. From what I've heard, Ann Arbor is one of the most beautiful towns in the country. And
it's already a cool college town because the University of Michigan, and it's pretty...
You know what's going to make it a cooler college town?
A fucking giant cross.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That you can see from space.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, Monahan was not to be discouraged, so he found land near Naples because, as we all know, Florida is just a giant...
wasteland?
...squishy plain of dead coral that you can build whatever on. So, in 2003-2004, he announced his plans, and Barron Collier Companies, which is one of the state's largest real estate developers, offered him 1,000 acres to build his university for free, and in return, the company would develop nearby land with his investment. This citadel sort of starts to pop up with the help of this weird, shifty Barron Collier's company.
Okay.
A bunch of Monahan's money, and it's supposed to be this oasis of, yeah, Catholicism.
Which, when I think Catholicism, I think Oasis.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, as I said, it's super weird there. The football field has a cross spray painted in the middle of it. And the school itself, Ave Maria, is marketing itself as this very small Catholic college with this great community built around it. And it brought in a lot of people who weren't even involved working at the university, such as Marlena Stewart.
Okay.
So, Marlena Stewart was a Cuban immigrant who was living in Florida with her family, and when she first heard of Ave Maria, she thought it sounded great. Yeah. It was an answer to her prayers, but a
beautiful.
Beautiful, great community. And when they got there, her and her family, the church at the middle of the citadel was locked up, and it stayed closed and chained for over a year.
What?
Because Monahan wanted to pick his own priest to run it, and the diocese of that part of Florida was like, you're not allowed to do that. We assign people to you.
Yeah.
So in that spring, the church is locked up in a town that is literally built around it.
Oh my God. That's so awkward.
Stewart receives another shock that spring that she had a bill of over $1,000 that she had to pay to something called the Ave Maria Stewardship Community District. Like,
that sounds like a scam if I ever heard one.
All of her neighbors, she had no idea what this was, and it was never really found out. Nothing was ever made clear about what the Ave Maria Stewardship Community District was. It's classic cult behavior. We're going to take your money, and we're not going to tell you why.
Oh my god. I mean, wow, that's crazy.
Another example of somebody who was, you know, drawn in by this was a boy named Tony Turkovic.
Okay.
He was from New York City, and he was playing basketball, and he got the hard sell from Ave Maria College, you know, come play basketball for us.
I'm sure they're Division I.
He was offered a full four-year ride, but there was a catch.
Oh, shit. I bet there was.
His mother says that they wanted to sign him before he had ever really seen anything that was going on there. She says they wanted to sign him before we were supposed to go back in the afternoon. It was like, sign before you really see any more. And they photographed him signing it, so they had proof. He moved to Ave Maria in August for the start of the semester. 2 weeks later, he calls and says, Mom, these people are crazy. Put me on the first flight home.
Oh my god, that's so... That can't be legal.
Girls weren't allowed in the boys' room on campus under penalty of expulsion, which you see sometimes at very religious colleges. Like, Brigham Young University has a rule where if any of the students are caught in premarital sex, they're kicked out.
I remember a few years ago, like, there was a basketball player who got kicked off the team, and I just remember hearing about that and just thinking, Jesus fucking Christ!
The university also did not offer most of the courses that they had been advertising.
Are you kidding?
There were tech classes that Tony wanted to take that were non-existent. They did, however, offer courses in theology, philosophy, and biology.
Biology. Oh, I'm sure that was super scientific and up-to-date.
The nearest supermarket was 10 miles away in Imokali, which is the nearby town that has a predominantly Hispanic population and is much, much poorer than Ave Maria.
Although, I can read you the average medium incomes, and it is not a wealthy town. So the medium income under 25, so that's you and me, Hal, this is actually the highest. It's $31,000.
That is not enough money.
Is that living wage?
Well, I know $30,000 barely keeps you above the poverty line if you got a family.
The average household income in Ave Maria is $38,000.
So this town is vastly losing money despite advertising itself as a middle-class town.
So let me read you some education statistics, and this might shed some light on why this is. The amount of people who have not completed high school is almost 6,000.
Wow, out of the 27,000 that live there?
Yeah. No high school, excuse me. Some high school is a little over 3,000. Some college is a little over 1,000. And then the amount of people with a graduate degree is 615.
This is a college town.
No, it ain't. It's a cult. Wait, please tell me Tony got home okay.
Tony no longer attends Ave Maria.
Thank God. He should send him, like, a gift basket.
He got home, and there was a great quote at the end of this piece that said, those people weren't Catholic, they were weirdos.
Amen, honey.
So, Monahan actually began to strong-arm employees and students from the Michigan campus to move to Florida. Because he's like, we're going to start over. It's going to be great. I can build the largest cross I want.
Oh, my God.
And obviously people were like, you can't force me to move for my job. And so when they disagreed, he fired them.
Naturally.
This led to dozens upon dozens of layoffs. There was a federal investigation into this wrongful termination.
Holy fuck.
And to make students move, over almost $300,000 was revoked in student aid.
Wait, so what does that mean?
Basically, they took away people's financial aid unless they moved to the Florida campus.
Oh, from the Michigan campus.
Yes.
Tom, you are a fucking sleazeball.
And you want
to
hear
You are not a Catholic. You are not... Your soul is not saved, honey. I'm sorry to tell
you. You want to hear the kicker?
Oh, please.
The Ave Maria University in Naples, Florida is not yet accredited.
Oh! So what does that mean? Like, your degree doesn't mean anything,
right? It's worthless. So here's an interesting thing. I spent a lot of this afternoon actually reading about Florida real estate.
Ew.
So Baron Collier, which is the company that struck a deal with Monaghan to basically pay to build this town.
Right.
Like many developmental districts, Baron Collier controls the town. And for decades, Florida developers, big companies like that, are required to cede control of planned towns within 10 years. Which basically means you sort of pay to keep the upkeep of everything for the first 10 years until the town has worked itself into a rhythm, and then you're done.
And then, so then the town, it like just goes to like the government of the town?
Yes.
Okay.
So actually Governor Jeb Bush signed.
Oh, my favorite.
Please clap.
we'll wait for your applause.
Jeb Bush signed the stewardship of this town in 2004.
I'm basically so saying, glad he had something to do with this.
Basically saying you are going to be your own town like every other town in the world. But here's the thing. Is 2004 was 13 years ago, and Baron Collier still controls the town. The vice president of Baron Collier, Tom Sansbury, said, "We could control it in perpetuity." Stuart, who we were talking about earlier, was one of the people who noticed that this town basically doesn't have a vote. Because the people who live in this town are not elected representatives. They don't really have a town government. It's just controlled by this company, Baron Collier. And the CEO, Blake Gable, says he has no desire to lord over Ave Maria, and he promises that the residents will gain control as soon as we sell enough property that they are majority landowners. But at the current rate, it could take 458 years.
Okay, one, that's never gonna happen. Two, that sounds like really shady and illegal. Three, what the fuck? Like, what do you get out of just being like, yes, this is my little Catholic cult town that I own and control? Like, do you get off on that? Like, why?
It's the same reason as any other power trip. He's this weirdly conservative guy who wants to create his version of Eden.
Are we talking about Tom or the Baron Collier guy?
They're basically one and the same. Baron Collier is working for Tom.
Right.
And Tom is the figurehead, and basically everybody works for the college or the places in town, which, as you'll remember, are controlled by Baron Collier.
Oh my god, this just makes me sad. It makes me want to, like, get those people evacuated.
The U.S. Department of Education, by the way, realized that money and students were being illegally shuffled from Michigan to Florida, and there's going to be an investigation into the fraud of this town.
Oh, brilliant. When is that?
It's supposed to be currently happening. I'm not too hopeful with the current administration.
Oh, fair. That's a fair point you make.
The current administration is probably like, ah, what a great idea.
Yeah, I was gonna say, they're probably, like, taking notes. Oh my god.
So that sort of leads to the, where are they now? This town is still functioning.
And they have not been too badly hit by Irma.
They were not too badly hit by Irma. However, people have been, like Stuart, encouraged to leave the town because they started to look into all the corruption and the legality of everything they were doing.
I want to know more about, like, the kind of people who moved there in the first place who weren't, like, the coerced students.
I actually have a quote.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Chelsea Allen. She
classic
is
Chels.
A mother of 10.
Fuck me.
And one of the first homeowners in a town, and and she operates a religious gift shop.
Does she now?
And her quote is, "In Ave Maria, it's politically correct to say Merry Christmas to my customers or anyone I meet on the street."
Yeah, no shit. It's a fucking Catholic town.
And they always say Merry Christmas back. Stassi's making the sucking a dick motion.
Yeah.
So those are definitely the kind of people that are moving there. Stuart herself is still very conservative. But she said, "I have never experienced such hostility and incompetence in my life, except for in communist Cuba."
Holy fuck!
"If somebody had warned me of what I was getting into, I never would have come here."
Wow. That is insane. Hey, so if there are any listeners in Ave Maria, Florida, especially if you're being held there against your will, please write into us and we'll be happy to spread your story like wildfire.
So yeah, that's the story of the Catholic Citadel that's being illegally run by a company instead of the people. You can't buy birth control, and the college is failing.
And if you get raped and pregnant, sucks for you.
And the rates are pretty high, so too bad there's no contraceptives.
Yeah, oh, you know they don't even have sex ed.
Oh, absolutely not. I wonder what they teach in that biology class.
Abstinence.
Thanks for tuning in with us this week, guys. Do you have any recommendations?
Why don't you talk and I'll think of one.
Rick and Morty.
Yay! Yes. Did I recommend that already?
No.
Okay.
We're both recommending that together. Rick and Morty.
But don't be one of those, like, shitty Rick and Morty fans.
There are so many weird, shitty, racist, sexist fans.
Yeah.
And I would just personally like to say I love that they hired female writers fucking finally.
Yeah.
And it's a really funny, snarky show, but it doesn't make you a genius because you get it.
Yeah. And also, if you take a TV show too seriously, go fuck yourself.
We were watching it with Stassi's boyfriend the other night, and it was fun, and me and him got into, like, a weirdly intense discussion about Beth Sanchez, and you're just, like, rolling your eyes at us.
Was I?
Yes.
I believe it.
So that's our recommendation. Be a critical Rick and Morty consumer.
Yes. And don't be a dude bro who hates on female writers just because...
You're jealous.
Your dick is small or something.
Exactly. All right.
I feel like this was a weird note to end on.
I'm trying to think of a funny thing to say.
Yeah, I got nothing.
All I can think of are quotes from Rick and Morty.
Oh my god, did you read that BuzzFeed article by Holly, or it wasn't like by Holly Madison, but it was like that lady, Holly Madison, I think she was a former Playboy bunny.
Sure.
She told some stories about the Playboy Mansion, and it immediately made me think of you.
And how, like, my skin crawls.
No, it is... what she described is cult-tastic, so...
Guys, I think in honor of the newly dead Hugh Hefner... Old Curve Man? We might do that next week. Rest in piss, Hugh. Contact us at cultsofourlives@gmail.com. Be excellent to each other.
And be careful, it's a jungle out there.